share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. On the 30th of September, a video of a health worker at a vaccination center went viral after she injected a 12-year-old boy with an empty syringe. In the video, the health worker fills up a syringe with the vaccine and shows it to the camera. She then puts it down and wipes the boy's arm with an alcohol swab before picking up a different syringe that has not been filled and injects the boy with the empty syringe. https://world.com/wp-content/upload/2021/10/24424540_2273584060410_4683557114380_n.mp4. The COVID-19 Adolescent Immunization Special Task Force, CITFA, has since released a statement saying that the healthcare organization, HCO, appointed under Protect Health Corporation SDNBHD has dismissed the health worker from her duties at the University of Malaya Vaccination Center, PPVUM. The government takes such incidents seriously and will take appropriate action to ensure that the vaccination process is done safely and properly, Deputy Minister of Health IDATO Dr. Haji Noor Azmi bin Ghazali said. The safety and well-being of vaccine recipients is our top priority, and all medical practitioners will continue to be monitored for compliance with standard operating procedures, SOPs. Additionally, to accommodate to parents' concerns and to avoid doubts in the adolescent vaccination process, the CITFA has decided to allow either one parent or guardian to accompany their child during their COVID-19 vaccination. Starting the 3rd of October, only one parent or guardian can accompany a teenager into the PPV area as follows. Station 1. Temperature and Symptom Screening Station 2. Vaccination Registration Station 3. Parent, Guardian Permission and Consultation Station 4. Vaccination. Once the vaccination process is complete, the parent or guardian will be asked to wait outside to ensure that the seats in the observation area is sufficient for the vaccine recipients. After the 15 to 30 minute observation period, the teenager can return to their parent or guardian. The parent or guardian will also be allowed to record videos of the vaccination process on their child. In line with previous SOPs, the health worker must show a properly filled vaccine syringe to the recipient. All health workers and volunteers involved are reminded to carry out their duties carefully and responsibly, the statement said. At the same time, the government would like to thank all the health workers and volunteers who have been the backbone to the success of our vaccination program over the years. The progress we have achieved in this short time is the result of the hard work of all of you, and this is indeed greatly appreciated by all parties. Also read. Just in. Malaysians can travel overseas by December if 90% vaccination rate is met. Source. The Edge Markets. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.